Milwaukee's inching closer to building a modern-day streetcar system. This week marks the deadline for contractors to submit proposals to construct the line. Utility work is already underway on some streets. The two-mile route will connect the intermodal station downtown, the Third Ward, and the East Side. A streetcar may seem like deja vu for some older residents. Milwaukee had a system until 1958. Today, WUWM's Marty Mickelson kicks off a series, Streetcar, High Risk, High Reward, by revisiting the old system.
The early form of the Milwaukee streetcar took shape in the mid-1800s. The main mode of transportation at the time was horse and buggy, but then the city laid tracks and horses pulled small cars on those lines.
The very first streetcars in Milwaukee were actually horse-drawn cars on rails. They began in 1860. And the first line went up Water Street.
Ben Barbera is associate curator at the Milwaukee County Historical Society. He's giving me a tour of the streetcar exhibit housed at the Downtown Transit Center. In front of us are large black and white photos.
What we have here is a great image of the old Milwaukee City Hall. There's a huge amount of bustle on the streets. You see horse-drawn carriages, horse-drawn wagons, and also horse-drawn streetcars.
Barbera says a private company owned the horses, but they were difficult to maintain. Plus, they left a tremendous amount of manure in the streets. Barbera says just in the nick of time, early innovators came along and began designing an electric streetcar.
It wasn't until 1890 when Henry Villard, who was a New York multimillionaire, and Henry Clay Payne created a company called the Milwaukee Electric Railway Company. And that's when we first saw a real established electric streetcar.
We were an early player in the game.
We is We Energies. Tim Brown serves as its historian. He says the city's early electric rail company has morphed into today's utility giant, We Energies. But Brown says back during the industrial boom, the city needed an electric streetcar system to carry people to jobs.
It really expanded opportunities for everyone in the area by being able to get to employment from where they live.
Brown says in the first year of operation, the multi-car system provided what may seem like an unbelievable 28 million rides. A couple decades later, the number had ballooned to 132 million. He says it only cost a nickel to ride the streetcar, and at one point it boasted of 190 miles of track.
It really was quite extensive. It really served all parts of the metropolitan Milwaukee area through the streetcar system and the interurban system. It reached out to all of the suburbs in the Milwaukee area.
The streetcar remained a popular way to get around for a few generations, as many people could not afford cars. Dan Steininger rode the system in the 1950s when he was a kid living on Milwaukee's north side.
So if you wanted to go downtown, you jumped on the streetcar to go shopping. You didn't go in your car to a mall. You took the streetcar, which was kind of neat.
Steininger also recalls when the streetcar met its demise in 1958. He says the electric company decided to take out the tracks because other modes of mass transit, such as buses, were becoming popular.
People really wanted to ride the bus. That was the new thing. It was more flexible. It could go more places.
Steininger says he looks forward to a streetcar revival. On Wednesday, we'll report on what Milwaukee's version 2 will look like. Marty Mickelson, 89.7 WUWM.